Patient name, Kelly Barrett, B-A-R-R-A-T-T. Chief complaint, my psychiatric nurse practitioner passed away. I need to have my medications managed. History of present illness. Patient has a history of bipolar type 1 disorder. Her illness was diagnosed in 1983. It has been managed well for the past 6 years with nurse practitioner Frank Dooley and her therapist at Catholic Charities. She is now looking for a new therapist as well. She was diagnosed at age 17. The patient was hospitalized for psychiatric reasons many times. She was hospitalized in 1983, 1990, 1997, 1998. She had several hospitalizations in 2016 and was hospitalized 7 times in 2018. She has had no hospitalization since that time. In 1990, she was psychotic, which she stated was ruled to be secondary to nasal steroid sprays. That is the only time she was psychotic. She denies having been depressed. However, she was put on Paxil in 1998 and has done well on that since time, in addition to lithium in 1990. In 2018, she developed a toxic lithium level. She went into catatonia for 3 weeks. She had 10 ECT treatments. She subsequently has a poor memory of 2016 and 2017. She reports since having ECT, she lost her sense of navigation. She no longer drives a car. She takes the bus. The lithium toxicity damaged her kidneys. She has stage 3B kidney disease. She has 35% GFR in her kidneys. Her kidneys are now scarred. She was switched to Depakote and has been doing very well since on Depakote. She had panic attacks 20 years ago, but never has them now. She denies anxiety. She stated she developed faith as an antidote to fear and doubt. She has no obsessions or compulsions. She reports a traumatic childhood. Her parents divorced when she was born. The father got custody of her from age 3 months to 2 years. The mother then got custody and did not allow the father to see her. The patient met him once she was 18 years old, which she also describes as traumatic, but stated she had 7 good years with him until he died. At age 11, she was raped by her brother-in-law, who was high on cocaine. She stated that she repressed that memory until age 29 when she had visceral memories. She believes that he was high on cocaine and thought she was her sister. It was very upsetting to her because he was very important to her before that and was a father figure. The patient has been involved for 47 years in adult children of alcoholics meetings. She is a sponsor to someone. She's also the treasurer of her local meeting. Her mood is currently euthymic. There's no evidence of mania or psychosis, no evidence of depression. She has not made any suicide attempts in her lifetime, nor has she been violent. The patient does not abuse substances. She's a non-smoker. Family history. The father is deceased. He had bipolar illness. The mother is deceased. She was a, quote, functioning, unquote, alcoholic. Her uncle on the father's side was bipolar, as was her cousin. On the maternal side, she has a nephew who has bipolar illness. Medical. Stage 3B kidney disease, hypercholesterolemia, hypothyroidism, gallbladder disease, poor dentition, elevated parathyroid hormone, secondary to lithium use over the years. She sees endocrinologist Dr. Ella Rosenblum of Mather Endocrinology. She sees Dr. Mian, M-I-A-N, at Mather Primary Care. She sees Dr. Mark Finger, her nephrologist, every 6 months. She is on a renal diet. She has no known allergies but has had severe side effects to lithium and Risperdal. After taking Risperdal, she could not move her legs. She was wheelchair-bound, had to learn to walk with a walker, and finally ambulates freely now, but is left with mobility issues. The patient is on B-complex with folic acid and vitamin C, calcium supplements, vitamin D3, atorvastatin 20 milligrams once daily, fish oil once daily, levothyroxine 25 micrograms once daily, Depakote 250 milligrams, 2 tablets in AM and 2 tablets at HS, Paxil 20 milligrams POQAM, Seroquel 50 milligrams POHS, and Propranolol 10 milligrams 3 times a day. Period. She stated that the propranolol was started for tardive dyskinesia. She is noted to have tongue movements and hand movements on Ames scale. Surgical. The patient had 10 teeth extracted on the top. She's had her wisdom teeth removed. She had a benign growth removed from her shoulder. The patient is para 1, gravita 1. She gave birth vaginally. Social. The patient left home when she was 17 years old. She was married for 15 months. She stated it was a traumatic marriage, though there was no abuse. She stated she sacrificed everything for him. She was in a 27-year relationship after that, but then left the man due to his severe alcoholism. She is currently in a relationship for 14 years. She stated it is a very satisfactory relationship and she is happy. She has no contact with one sister who was married to the abuser, but has a good relationship now with the other sister. The patient has a master's degree in mathematics. Her undergraduate was at University of Dayton in Florida, and her master's was done at University of Florida. She taught high school and community college online at University of Phoenix and University of Florida. She's also worked as a data quality analyst and an actuary. Developmental, the patient was normal at birth. There were no complications. She met her developmental milestones on time. She was a gifted child. She had academically, she skipped kindergarten and graduated high school at age 16. She was valedictorian of her class. She earned a full scholarship to the University of Dayton. She was awarded Best Graduate Teaching Intern in the University of Florida. End dictation.